Jade, we're stood here. We're getting wet, actually, at Donington Park. It just reminds me a little bit of the last time we were here getting wet. But FP2, over and done with. An odd session. I'm not sure anybody learned anything from that.
No, but I'm P15, so I'll take it. Yeah, weird session, to be honest. I was on old tyres. I was not really... You know, you try and put a lap in, but you also know that this weather's not necessarily realistic for the weekend. But, you know, what a British summer, eh? It just seems to be raining all the time. But, you know, generally happy with the overall balance. You know, if someone's going to ask me how did the car feel, and it's, you know, sort of indifferent, there's nothing that wrong with it. But like you say, it started off a bit dry, then rained. Same for everyone. So we're all kind of going into qualifying not knowing what it's going to be like, but... You know, I've got a sandwich and I'm going to have lunch and then we'll deal with qualifying a bit later.
Not unreasonably, I think I've been asking everybody about the Melbourne Loop and going on to the GP circuit here. And the key talking point is the final left-hander to bring you onto the pit straight. That is a focus at the end of the lap, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a bit of a pinch point. And it's a corner we're going to need to use our brains at a little bit because it entices you in. You think there's a load of room and you can make a move and then you kind of meet each other at the apex. So it's going to be entertaining. I think it'll create some good racing. But, you know, one of the worries that the brakes on the cars, it's a heavy braking circuit, especially for the front wheel drives. We're going to have to manage those a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, those two last corners are going to create hopefully some overtaking, but potentially a little bit of action as well.
It's going to be good for the spectators. Take nothing away from your P15 in FP2. Have a great qualifying.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jake.